Mic check.
Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Greetings and salutations, friends of Southwest Florida. How are you? We made it to the middle of the week. It's a hump day Wednesday. Time for the Sheeman and Shepherd Show. Every weekday from 2 to 6, right here on ESPN Southwest Florida. I'm Craig Sheeman, along with Pete Shepherd. Chris back in his usual seat on the other side of the glass. And we are good to go on a myriad of stations throughout Southwest Florida. In fact, we call it the Sheeman and Shepherd Radio Network. You can also listen on our app on your phone. It is free. Tell everybody to download it, ESPN Southwest Florida. You can also check out our website, ESPNSWFL.com. We've got a couple of contests up there right now you can register for. Plus, you can listen live there or listen back in time on the Sheeman and Shepherd Show podcast. Best ofs, if you will. Follow us on Facebook, ESPN Southwest Florida. We just posted another video, another dandy for you to go check out. Like it, share it. You know the drill. Help us out. And we're also on Twitter at ESPNSWFL. You can follow me on Twitter at CraigESPN. Pete Shepard's at PSHEP326. Our phone number and our Stony Brook Golf Club text line remain the same. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. We'll squeeze in some hockey today with Bill Wyrsinski because it's the midway point of the hockey season. Wednesday Wisdom, Fun Facts, and Wikipedia. Pete Shepard, how are you today?
I'm absolutely fantastic, and as I said in the video, I will not be bribed for $100,000. $500,000, we'll sit and talk.
Per loss.
Per loss. You know, it's not worth it. $500,000 a loss, and tell me to go on vacation, that kind of thing. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
This is unbelievable. And like I said, this story broke yesterday. We were doing Twitter Police, Sunshine State Edition, and a little thing came up, and it was a real close-up of Belichick's comments in the in the class action lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was a joke.
Right.
Because I said...
You stopped in your tracks. There was
air. I bleeped up. It said, I bleeped up, BB, blah, blah, blah. Because all it showed was a couple of quotes from a real close-up of the document. So I didn't think anything of it until 30 seconds later as I'm doing all the Twitter Police stories. And then I said... And then the bleep hit the fan.
Yeah.
Absolutely unbelievable. Now, here's a quote for you from back in 2019 in October, NFL owners' meetings. The good news for us is we don't see that. Now, that was Roger Goodell when he was asked about, at the time, Miami starting off 0-6. He said, the good news, and about tanking, the good news for us is we don't see that. Those Dolphins finished 5-11.
Yeah. There's Flores,
so many layers. I was glued to ESPN this morning. Get up, first take. I was up early and watched everything. I know Brian Flores made the tour around every single network there was and spent 20 minutes on Get Up with Greeny and his attorneys, which I thought was some fascinating stuff. And then Stephen A. afterwards and the panel over there on First Take, I thought they all did a good job. It was great discussion, lots of good guests, and we got a lot to talk about today.
And I have a lot of theories. I'll bounce off of you guys as to where I think this is going to go. Okay? So we'll talk about that as well. Before we do the rundown, since we're early and on time, we welcome Chris back after his sabbatical. I got to tell you, Chris, and I mentioned this in our Facebook video, I thought you bailed on us yesterday because you didn't want to deal with all the sweet, sickening, syrupy Tom Brady tributes. And lo and behold, you, the staff Dolphins fan, we saw your organization go down in flames yesterday with all these accusations, and you weren't here to either defend or add fuel to the fire. What a day to be missing as a Dolphins fan. How are you?
Yeah, I don't like Stephen Ross. I don't like what he's done to my favorite sports team. Regardless of what the sport is, the Miami Dolphins are 1A in my book.
Mm-hmm.
He has systematically taken away everything that there is to like about the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
Down to the uniforms that they wear.
Ah.
And now he has taken away my biggest nerd out day of the year, National Signing Day.
Oh, yeah.
It's my favorite day. It goes under the radar. Not a lot of people pay attention to it. And I can't follow that because of how big of a bleep show he's created in Miami. So I don't like the guy very much right now. Craig, I hope he sells the team.
Well, you are a Bears fan, number two. Maybe you just moved,
I'm all in. I might do that.
We got room for you on the Lions bandwagon because we're going to be doing some things here in the next decade.
Yeah, I don't want to be over the top here. I'm not changing allegiances yet. But it's been thought. It's been kicked around in the old noodle.
I don't think you're alone there.
Would you switch to Tampa first? No.
How about the brand new?
You could have had Tampa in the beginning.
How about the brand new Commodores? New team, new start, new logo?
No, it has
same owner.
Don't like it.
Same owner.
No, it'd have to be a team that I like, and I've always liked the Bears for whatever reason.
Okay.
So maybe I'll bring my fandom curse to the Bears organization.
Okay.
At least they have,
I welcome it.
At least they have the same uniforms that they've worn for the entirety of their franchise.
They have. They've kept it. I bet you Jim Harbaugh's the new head coach of the Vikings today, also on signing day. I just saw Michigan still ranking eighth in signings. I don't know how they're pulling that off. The coach is out the door. I expect him to be a head coach today.
Transfer portal and all that stuff. Miami Hurricanes got a big four-star running back today. He was going to commit to Florida, LSU, Auburn instead. Jedi mind tricked him over to the Miami Hurricanes. Trevante Citizen ranked there, I think, the number four running back in the country.
Back to running back you.
From Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Okay. All right. So a lot to do. It is 6.5 minutes past the hour. It's time for our first Sports Center rundown of the day. Here's Chris.
The Washington football team announced they have changed their name to the Washington Commanders, effective immediately. The Cincinnati Bengals will wear their black uniforms, white bottoms for Super Bowl 56. In the wake of Brian Flores saying Dolphins owner Stephen Ross offered him $100,000 for each loss in 2019, former Browns coach Hugh Jackson went to Twitter to say Browns owner Jimmy Haslam also at least offered to pay him per loss while in Cleveland, and the Bills have hired Joe Brady as their next quarterback's coach.
All right. By the way,
Commanders, not Commodores. Commanders.
Commanders. Commanders.
You said Commanders there in the
front. I thought you got it right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, just for... I sound awesome in my headphones right now. Did we tweak anything in here? Whatever we did to the studio, keep it.
No, not that I know of. Our AM signal was off for a little bit earlier today, but it's back on.
Sound like your normal annoying self to me.
No, that's good. But to me, my headphones, I the bass is perfect.
You're real and you're spectacular.
I love it. Thank you. Thank you. All right.
I never understand this, and we got so many layers to this onion to break down, starting with, is this going to change the philosophy of how the NFL draft is run? Will they adopt an NBA type of policy or system, I should say? System. I said it.
Yep.
They may have to when this is all said and done. I don't understand. I know Barry Jackson brought this up, and we brought this up yesterday. If you're going to tank, you don't sign Ryan Fitzpatrick. Mm-hmm. Play Josh Rosen, and play all your younger guys, and kind of do it in an organic fashion.
The real way. That's what I said yesterday.
Yeah,
GM and your roster.
What?
Don't make your coach do it.
Yeah, and then Brian Flores has no, say, hey, again, that's on Chris Greer, and Brian Flores can only do, or any coach can only do with the groceries that he didn't shop with, to quote Bill Parcells. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
so I don't understand why a lot of these teams go through this facade of just do it. If you're going to do it, there's an ethics that should be involved. Do it the right way. Play Rosen and play all your younger guys. And don't sign Ryan Fitzpatrick to a deal.
You're singing to the choir.
Yeah.
All right, now.
You said
preaching to the choir.
You said Commodores, by the way, not Commanders, according to the text line.
Me or you?
You did. Multiple people said you called them the Commodores. Not the Commanders.
Look, I like Motown and everything, but okay, if I did, I did.
Well, Vanderbilt's playing tonight.
I didn't catch you.
Vandy's
on
playing
that one
tonight.
All right. Fine. My bad. And look,
the Gators are playing at three.
You know what I didn't call them?
Stupid.
I didn't call them the Redskins. Okay,
that's
a win.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
You didn't call them the football team either.
No, I did not.
Which
something has started with a C. I got that right.
I'm still partial to
the team?
The football team.
Okay. All right, lots of areas to cover here with Flores. First of all, Pete, the NFL within minutes yesterday, issued their own statement that there's no merit here. They're going to fight this tooth and nail. They're not even going to pretend to investigate if this is legit or not? Did that surprise you?
Again, I'll read it. I was shocked yesterday. The NFL and our clubs are deeply committed to ensuring equitable employment practices and continue to make progress in providing equitable opportunities throughout our organizations. Diversity is core to everything we do, and there are few issues on which our clubs and our internal leadership teams spend more time. We will defend against these claims, which are without merit. This from an organization that investigates two cockroaches going down the wall one way or the other. I mean, I've never heard of this. Everything that has come, all these lawsuits and all these arrests from players and whatever has happened over the years. When's the last time the NFL said, we will defend against these claims which are without merit, even before they say we will investigate these claims vigorously? I don't get it.
I don't either.
I couldn't believe. I mean, it's almost an admission of guilt by the NFL. Like, oh we gotta head this off with the pass. We can't have this going into Super Bowl week.
Well, here's another problem. My impression on the talking heads and everybody that I've heard so far and read, the African American community within the NFL is 100% behind Brian Flores. Like, hey, it's about time. We got to do something about this. Now, the NFL already has a kind of a sticky relationship with its players right now, going back to Colin Kaepernick and social justice issues and whether the NFL peeled off $100 million for all the team's favorite social issues to kind of do, whether it was a payoff or whatever, just to keep things quiet with the anthem and all that stuff. Now this pops up. And they're going to deny it immediately without investigating. It's a delicate situation for the NFL at best right now.
Well, you got to invest. This is going to pass summary judgment. This is going to get to the courts. There's going to be a lot of discovery. Probably going to be there's going to be a lot of text messages. And I'm waiting to see, probably through his attorney, when Stephen Ross comes out and makes some sort of statement here. I mean, what Brian Flores said today, and I didn't watch, the only interviews I watched were on ESPN, so he said basically the same thing. But after the 20-minute interview he did with Greeny and his attorneys, which I know we have some cuts from, was pretty revealing. My favorite part was when Steve said, go on vacation. Take a week off. Go on vacation.
Just disappear.
If indeed that's true.
The statement that the Dolphins released, I think, is what we're going to have from Stephen Ross.
Yeah.
And they released a statement yesterday saying all the lawyer speak jargon that you would expect. We deny the allegations, blah, 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 integrity of the game, all the keywords that you, those hot phrases that you want to hit on.
But they didn't hit on this one. This is from John Elway. Calls the allegation against him and the organization horse bleep. He added, you don't remain as stable within a franchise as I have with foul play. Elway claims he was not hungover at the interview, but dealing with side effects of ivermectin. Now, I've taken the privilege to look up ivermectin, guys.
Oh, yeah. That's the COVID drug.
Ivermectin is a drug that treats infections caused by roundworms, threadworms or other parasites. So I'm thinking John had bad sushi.
No, that's absolutely one of those Rogan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's confusing to me because he does commercials for Kiaflex for that disease I can't pronounce, the Dupuytren's contracture that I've never heard of before.
Dupuytren's. My uncle has that.
Oh, that's where you're like your finger, your hand can't lay flat?
Like a claw, yeah.
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 So that's real. All right.
Yeah. Oh, it's a real thing.
But this drug is used to treat infections caused by roundworms, parasites, threadworms. That's usually get that from like bad sushi or something that you eat.
Okay.
Right? Well,
I actually thought that was the one that was like, come on. Like, okay, the guy was hungover. That's not illegal. Like, I get it in the grand scheme of it's a sham interview.
Some people have showed up here hungover at work, right? You weren't drunk at the time. You were hungover.
But the fact that they were an hour late, if they were.
That bugs me.
They say they weren't. Elway says he wasn't. He said there's written evidence.
From the Broncos side. I mean,
and it's a shame. you know, what's going on with the Giants and, you know, the text messages from Belichick, which sort of, like, confirmed that the Giants
hilarious.
Really messed
That's
up
That's the best
here.
Part of all this.
Hilarious.
And, because
but,
this...
But no matter what, no matter... And it's a shame that we all know that this whole Rooney thing has been a sham. It's still been a sham. It's been fake. Every year they try to up it. And we all know, unless we have cameras in every single one of these offices, and everybody can kind of see, or at least a link to the NFL, that they're actually doing their due diligence. How are you ever going to stop this?
Well, okay.
How do you do it?
I don't know. But here's what I want to point out, because you talk about unless you have cameras and proof and whatever. And I had four bullet points I want to talk about from Brian Flores' statement yesterday. And I will start off by quoting a few good men, which Chris has seen. You know, it doesn't matter what I believe. It only matters what I can prove. Now, mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, regarding the allegation against the Giants because of the Bill Belichick text, I think we can prove a timeline rather easily, and we can prove that that was a sham interview. I think we can prove that.
And there will be others, too, that will follow suit.
And you mentioned the Browns, I think we got Hugh Jackson. We got proof that Hugh Jackson was asked to take. We'll get to that later. The Broncos situation, unless somebody testifies within the Broncos organization, I don't think you can prove anything other than that Jay Elway was either a jerk or drank too much or unprofessional. That's a problem there on the lawsuit because, again, three teams were mentioned.
Yep.
As far as the Dolphins and Stephen Ross go, unless that was in writing somewhere, that's going to be hard to prove as well, unless Chris Greer flips on Stephen Ross in testimony about the $100,000 per loss. I don't know if it's provable or not. So I think of the three teams that he's suing individually, I think he can prove the Giants. I think he got problems with the Broncos and the Dolphins unless there's something written somewhere. And there may be. But then the group thing, the bigger picture here, that he says there's systematic racism in the hiring practice of the NFL. That's going to be the big one. Well, and I don't – hold on, let me finish.
Yeah,
I don't know if he can prove it. Because, first of all, I don't know what systematic racism is. That's a definition that's been a moving target for the last 2 years in America. But as far as suggesting the entire NFL is systematically racist in their hiring of coaches, I can point to you that since 2000, over half the league has hired an African-American or a minority as a head coach. Now, Adam Schefter loves to point out we got one black coach right now. Well, that was while we have nine openings. And, we have a Muslim Arab American who's the head coach of the Jets. We've got a Native American who's the head coach of the Commodores.
Commanders.
I did it again.
Vanderbilt.
But I don't know if we're going to be able to prove systematic racism when most of the teams have hired black coaches. And some of them have hired minorities more than once, including the Dolphins, by the way. So I think the whole pin in the grenade is around that. I don't know if you can prove that right now.
I think it's going to be – you can prove it with discovery, with text messages. It's probably the only way that you're ever going to solve this unless you have, minority ownership in teams, which I know it's easier said than done. It's like, well, you need more minority ownership. All right, well, I don't know how to answer that. You're not going to change the mind of a lot of these owners. They're going to try to say all the right things and fake their way. I just don't know how you're ever going to stop these sham interviews. Maybe I heard some other people saying, well, guys like Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, the Mannings all have to speak up and start applying the pressure. What happened with the Daboll situation and Brian Flores, we know this has been going on forever. They can implement all the Rooney rules you like. I don't know how you're ever going to stop it, or unless you really find out in discoveries, text messages, emails, whatever, and really put the hammer down and take away draft picks and fines and all that stuff on all these teams that continue to do these sham interviews. And then you got Stephen Ross with this. I mean, the $100,000 to tank games. I mean, you're talking about, a lot of people looking at it like you're fixing games. I mean,
I look at it like you're fixing games.
You're at least trying to fix the game.
Yeah. Cameron Wolf said on NFL Network about 45 minutes ago, he's spoken to one of the witnesses who may be able to back up Brian Flores' tanking allegations against Miami and that there are multiple potential witnesses.
Good.
Yep.
That's what you need. You need testimony at this point.
And because if you're the NFL, you cannot allow that. There's one thing where it's organizationally, we're gonna go with youth instead of experience.
The rebuild.
Organizationally, we're gonna see what we have in our system here. And like you said, Pete, it's not going out and signing Ryan Fitzpatrick. It's playing Josh Rosen. And organizationally, we're gonna see what we have with this young group of players. That's one thing.
Yeah.
Having your owner go to your head coach and provide financial compensation for losing football games, that's something completely different. I mean, that is Pete Rose has taken away from his sport for life for betting on his own team to win games.
Yes.
This is worse, in my opinion.
T-Bone with a text that I addressed this yesterday. I'll say it again. He says, if Brian Flores was so offended and upset, why didn't he just quit? I said, look, you got to put yourself in Brian Flores' shoes. You're an African-American. Mm-hmm. You don't get chances to be a head coach in the NFL. He had a couple of sham interviews already with the Broncos and whatnot. Look, he grabbed his ring. He made $15 million over the last 3 years. I don't blame him for doing it. And then they fire him which was the biggest surprise of Black Monday, if you will. I don't blame him for grabbing generational money for his family before going off. And look, he's probably cost himself. I hope he does it, but he's probably cost himself a chance at coaching again. That'd be really cool if the Saints stepped up this week and because he's a finalist for that job and gave him the job anyway. Yeah. That'd be really cool. I don't think it's going to happen.
Krispy Kreme overrated, because Chris and I were talking about this. This kind of came up yesterday. He says, if you guys looked into Stephen Ross investing in some gambling thing a couple years ago, if he did that and asked his head coach to lose, it's going to be huge.
Yeah.
There's no question. That is absolutely going to come up. I did see that. No. That story. It was either over the weekend or just...
I just saw it today for the first time.
Yeah.
And I couldn't imagine that being a storyline on Sunday when all this news comes out yesterday. I would think that came out yesterday, but I didn't see the initial report.
The only thing I was disappointed with today on Get Up, because I think Greeny and the attorney, I think they did a good job. The one part of the story, Chris and Craig, that came out yesterday that did not get addressed this morning, at least maybe it did on CBS and the other 8,000 shows he was on. They didn't get into the part about the impromptu meeting with the high-profile quarterback that allegedly happened in the winter of 2020.
Yeah.
Whether it was Deshaun Watson or Tom Brady, whatever timeline you want to believe.
I think it was Brady.
It might have been.
I think it was TV12.
I'm surprised they did not get into that, and that's where that Flores allegedly didn't want anything to do with it, walked off the yacht, didn't want any part of it, thought it was tampering. The only thing about Brady is, was it tampering? Was he officially, maybe he wasn't officially released? Because it doesn't fit. That when he says tampering, Deshaun Watson does, but I don't know if the Deshaun Watson fits the timeline at 2009.
And Chris, I don't know. This for me. Okay, if we're an organization that's tanking, what are we bringing Tom Brady in for? There's no tanking there.
Well, that would have been different.
That's the part I couldn't square. I mean, it could have been Tom Brady. I agree with Pete. It was either Tom Brady or Deshaun Watson. But I can't square that part of the Tom Brady argument.
So I think at that point, it's late enough in the 2019 season.
We've already tanked.
Where kind of what's done is done. You go in, hey, Tom, we've got all this draft capital.
Okay.
We've got all this, you know, let us pitch ourselves to you.
Okay.
Now, I think that that's foolish because you know he's not staying in the AFC East. He's not going to do that. But anyway, I mean.
So is he still a Patriot at this point?
Well, this would have
is
been
this the end of the winter. Near of the end of, I know, but that could be December.
Yeah. That's what I mean. I don't know officially.
January.
It
could be after
agree.
The league year started March 1st and he was a free agent.
Yeah,
but if they're saying it was tampering, that had to be before March 1st.
So that's what I'm thinking. Hope if this all comes out in discovery, then we'll find out. But that was the only thing I was a little disappointed. They never brought that part up at all, which I thought was pretty huge this morning. But.
Yeah.
I think that's another facet. By the way, Miami will conduct second interviews with Mike McDaniel today, the 49ers OC. Why the hell would he come here right now? And Cowboys offensive coordinator Kellen Moore later this week. You think Mike McDaniel takes the job? That'd probably be a blessing for Miami fans if he did.
I want him over Moore.
I agree.
Still no Eric Bieniemy.
Nope.
Anywhere.
Nope.
I mean, not even off the porch. Just out the door. Nothing. Stunned.
It's wild.
We got what, five jobs still open?
Seven open.
How is purposely fielding a bad team worse than purposely losing a game that used to be considered a horrible thing, too? I can't believe you guys think there's a difference. They both have the same goal.
But there's
an ethics to becoming a bad team. A lot of teams, not just in the football, there's an ethics
it's
involved.
Rebuild.
And you do it. Other teams have done it this way. where you play your young quarterbacks and you play it out, see what happens here. There is a difference in offering somebody, a coach, $100,000 to lose games. That's a big difference for me. Why did the NBA now has a draft lottery?
Tanking.
Which is the way I think the NFL is going to go after. If this is proven to be accurate and Stephen Ross is forced to sell the team and all that comes and this is a true story, we'll have a draft or we'll have a lottery in the NFL.
Speaking as a Lions fan, I don't like it.
As a Dolphins fan, I don't like it.
If we earn the number one pick, I want the number one. I don't want ping pong balls and end up number five.
How about this? Michael David Smith, he's an editor at Pro Football Talk. I kind of like this idea, too. It's something to banter about. NFL needs to eliminate incentives for losing. It's time to change the draft order so that the first pick goes to the team that wins the most games after it's eliminated from the playoffs. Teams should be playing to win. I think that's an interesting premise.
I don't hate it.
It's earth-changing. I mean, well, from what we're used to.
So then, I'm not against. How many teams go into the NBA? Nine? Eight? Seven, how many,
thought it was 14.
14.
Oh, 14.
So
do it that way if you have to, and then do the percentages like the NBA does.
But hold on. Is the first team out of the playoffs, you said?
Yeah.
So the Steelers, basically, would get the number one pick this year, roughly?
Yeah. You get rewarded for winning.
Winning just enough.
Just enough. Or maybe don't necessarily get the number one. I mean, I think there's ways of – I don't mind what Michael David Smith is saying there. I think you have to maybe tweak it
a little
bit.
So what order do you go, worst or best?
Maybe you don't get any worse than eight.
Let's say the Steelers are number one under this plan. Which way you go after that? I mean, are the Lions next in line or are the Rams next in line? Which way, I mean, what order are we going after?
I don't know. That's why I think.
Because you're starting in the middle.
Yeah, there's some
Steelers tweaking. Made the playoffs.
Steelers made the playoffs.
Well, I was going to say, the first team to make the playoffs.
First team eliminated.
First team eliminated from playoff contention, I think, is what he's saying.
Yeah. Oh.
So of the 14 teams that make it, you take the other, 18 teams and basically flip the draft order. So Miami, with their 9-8 record, would actually probably be
And the Chargers would be, too.
The Chargers would probably have the number one overall pick.
Yeah.
Right up through the Lions, Jaguars, and then you start with the playoff team.
I guess.
That's it's not bad. It certainly gives you more of an incentive to try to win games.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, of course, the NFL is going to look at it and say, look at the last 2 weeks of the season. Everybody and their grandmother was involved, except for like four teams.
But how do you win games? You win games by drafting good players. Now you're going to take middle-of-the-road 500 teams, and they're going to get the best players, and the sucky teams are going to continue to suck.
If you can show me that there's a direct correlation between number one draft pick and playoff appearance X amount of years later, then I would agree with you. But teams miss on picks in the top five all the time. I would venture to say that picks 10 through 15 have a pretty similar hit rate as picks 1 through 5.
I think you're right there. I think you're right about that. All right, we are just warming up here on a hump day Wednesday. What an interesting day. I want to hear from more Dolphins fans. I mean, I've never heard this in sports. I've heard people say my owner needs to sell the team. We've heard it in Detroit. You've heard it in Miami. I've heard, hey, fire the GM, or we got to fire the coach, or we need a new quarterback. I have, for the first time, heard fans in the last 24 hours talk about, I'm done with my team. I'm done with the Dolphins. Mm-hmm. I've never experienced that as a talk show host, and I think we're there for some teams and fans.
Well,
I want to hear from people today. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776.
Yeah, I mean, look, and I know you don't want it, but there was a time when New England was going to move to Providence, St. Louis, Connecticut, the moon, Mars, and all that stuff before Kraft bought the team with Victor Kiam, and that debacle and that mess, and it was, you know, high school stadium left. And I'm telling you, it was the worst run organization in sports, and it wasn't even a close second, not even close. Now, there wasn't talks of tanking because they just sucked for those, especially those 3 years, like 88 to 92, right before Kraft took over, and hiring Parcells was the first thing. That started the whole metamorphosis right there, Kraft and then Parcells. But those 4 years, they were the worst organization in sports. And it wasn't even remotely close. And the only people that would come were fans of the other team.
All right. Dolphin fans, you're first to the list. 1980s Patriots fans, you're next. Throwing some Lions fans. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Log on to our website, ESPNSWFL.com, and register to win $5,000 in your Man Cave Makeover. All you have to do is register to win, and you can be a nationwide winner taking home $5,000 in cash to turn your man cave into what you've been dreaming of. Register to win at ESPNSWFL.com. Scheman and Shepherd on ESPN.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Southwest Florida. Craig Scheman along with Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. It's Scheman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. I want to hear from Dolphins fans. I've actually heard Dolphins fans say that they're going to disown the team over this mess with Stephen Ross and Brian Flores.
Or just football fans in general, too. But, yes, especially Miami fans. And
gets the show texts in. Will always be a Dolphins fan, but if allegations are true, definitely we need new ownership. And Boot Camp says, I'm done supporting the Fins monetarily. No more tickets and merch buying for me and the family.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's a financial.
You got enough merch anyway. You're good.
No. Only unofficial apparel moving forward.
What do you even get unofficial NFL material now?
Oh, the dark web. There's lots
really?
Of places. Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure.
Oh, because the NFL is pretty much a stickler. If they don't have that logo of the shield on an inside stitch, it's, they
I'll figure out a way.
All right, you do that. Here's Fitz in Naples talking Dolphins on Scheman and Shepherd. Go ahead.
Hey, Fitz.
Gentlemen, always entertaining show as always.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Gentlemen, I'm 58 years old. I actually remember when the Dolphins were a fantastic franchise.
Okay.
Stephen Ross is an incompetent owner, and the damage he's done to this franchise since he's had it is stunning to me. Mm-hmm. And I honestly, I've been saying this for 5 years, as long as he's in the owner of this team, we are stuck in the mud, mm-hmm. my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I think a lot of what we agree with you.
Stuck in the mud right now would be okay, compared to what could possibly happen here. And you may get your wish, Fish. If all this stuff comes to fruition, and I'm not saying it's going to, who the hell knows, but it may be severe enough where he is forced to sell the team.
Well, I don't know.
Well, that's not the NFL's MO usually.
Thanks, Fitz. I appreciate it.
If they don't do, Daniel Snyder's gotten away with a whole bunch of stuff already, and there's probably a lot more out there that we don't know about. It's not you. But this is Daniel Snyder's got his own issues, but now we're talking about the possibility, if it comes to fruition, about fixing games.
Yeah, but back to your point, and I was texting back and forth with Otis about this morning. You're right. The NFL's not the NBA. They don't take franchises away. And I said, look, Daniel Snyder's still got his team, and he's been accused of doing a lot of bad stuff. I don't know if they'll take it away. I definitely could see him taking draft picks and multi-million-dollar fines, but you're right. This is about as close to fixing games as you could get, and we haven't really touched on the Browns either. Hugh Jackson says he's actually got written proof that executives and he received bonuses for getting the number one pick, which they got. They got Baker Mayfield. So
I was trying to figure out. I don't know why I'm fascinated with this part of it. Is how. Allegedly, and part of the allegations is that Stephen Ross told Brian Flores to go take a vacation. So, they get ready to play Buffalo or something. And all of a sudden, he comes in on Wednesday and says, I'm going to go to Aruba for the weekend. You guys take care of it yourself. I need a break.
Yeah.
How is he supposed to convey that to his team? Why is he not going to be there? Other than some family emergency that's come up, or his wife's having a baby or whatever. How do you lie like that to you, which he didn't do, to his credit? How do you convey that? How
Hold
do you just
on.
Say, I don't want to, I gotta get out of here.
You're looking at this all wrong. Urban Meyer laid the groundwork on how to pull that off for an extended weekend. You just don't come back with the team for a few
but
days.
At least he was at the game.
Yeah, sure. Oh, goodness gracious.
Seriously, how do you tell your team you go out? Stephen Ross, explain that to me. How do you tell – what does Brian Flores do to take a vacation? How do you tell your team that? I'm out of here. I don't want to do this week. I got to go.
I don't know. Rose's in bedroom guy says, taking draft picks away is not going to hurt the owner. He wants to lose, so that's helping his cause. Well, I don't think he wants to lose anymore. I think this was all, you know,
well, Craig,
3 years ago.
Craig, if you do it once, why not just do it again? Tua's not the guy. We'll just tear it down again. We've done it before. Our fan base has stuck with us. We'll do it again.
He's going to get the guaranteed TV money, whether he's 0-8, 17, or 17-0.
Dude is a bum. Go. Flat out. He is a bum, and Pete, you're absolutely right, and it makes me really sad. Or Craig, it was you that brought up Daniel Snyder and the fact that the NFL should step in and take away dip bleeps from owning NFL franchises and say you're not worthy of living up to the shield and being one of 32 owners. You don't deserve it. Sell your team, take your profit, and go on your boat somewhere else. Go to the Cayman Islands. Go somewhere, but you're not invited to the Boys Club anymore.
You know, they did. I take it back. You know, I said they typically don't do it, but
Jerry Richardson.
They did do it to Jerry Richardson, and he made $2 billion off of the punishment.
And you know what? I mean, and I don't know how much of the Denver Broncos story you guys got to yesterday, but they're for sale, and they're probably
$4 billion.
$4 billion.
Mm-hmm. And the African American owner who was going to bailed out was a big name bailed out of it.
But if they're going for $4 billion, what does the franchise in Miami go for? $5 billion?
Maybe. More than that,
maybe $6 billion. Yeah. Like he will make a pretty penny.
Yeah,
but get out. Get out. We're done with you.
Okay, now watch this. How about now? What would happen if all of a sudden the Miami just said, you know what? Can't get any worse. We're going after Deshaun Watson. Bleep it.
Wouldn't surprise me.
I don't know how you can at this point.
Well, why not?
And Chris, I said yesterday that there was a Jim Harbaugh wink nod. Hey, after Minnesota, make sure you give me the last chance to get you down to Miami. Harbaugh ain't going to Miami after what happened yesterday. I fully expect him to sign the Vikings today.
You don't think?
What? You don't? Yeah, I don't think Harbaugh could take the Miami job now. Why? They're dirty product. You can't do it. You can't. No, there's too much uncertainty with your owner at this point.
Mike Tripler,
your 10-year deal is your 10-year deal. That transfers with ownership. Yeah. It's not like just because Stephen Ross sells the team that your 10-year deal gets cut down at the knees after three.
Would you want to do it, or would you want like free? You don't want noise above you. You want a good situation.
Look, that's
the Vikings are a pretty stable organization for the most part. You don't have any problems upstairs.
I want to defend the Dolphins and say that it's a good situation to go to. And from a football X's and O's standpoint, I think I can make a pretty compelling argument that it is a better situation than Minnesota. But you're right. You've got Stephen Ross at the top of the organization. That's a problem.
Yeah.
It's a serious, serious problem. He's incompetent. It is that simple. And Dolphins fans, sorry, we're stuck with the guy. Unless the NFL comes in and does the right thing here and actually investigates this claim, and if they find it to be true, they should absolutely remove him from ownership. Do what you got to do. You are forced to sell. You got 90 days. See ya.
Yeah. Well, that all may happen. Not sooner. It would be late. I mean, this is going to take a while, but I'm convinced that this will pass summary judgment. I'm convinced it will get to the courts. There'll be lots of discovery from texts and emails, and we'll see. Now, GM Mickey Loomis of the Saints said Brian Flores did inform them ahead of time that yesterday's lawsuit would be coming. He said Flores told them after his interview is completed and called Flores an impressive candidate and said Saints are serious about all of their candidates. Whatever that means. This is right up there with the Giants saying that Brian Flores, right up until the 11th hour, although they didn't deny not hiring Brian Daboll.
Right.
Before that.
Right.
They just said, oh, he was an impressive candidate up to the 11th hour. Okay.
That's a bit of a problem. That's a bit of a problem. All right, we got some Sound Street on this stuff. We'll hear from Brian Flores as well. That's coming up next. Also, ESPN Southwest Florida is partnered with Sideline Sports Bar and Grill in Fort Myers for the big game on February 13th. We're going to be giving away a VIP table for the big game at Sidelines. Well, you'll get hooked up with food, domestic beer, well liquor. All you have to do is log on to ESPNSWFL.com and register to win. Sound Street next, Scheman and Shepherd, ESPN Southwest Florida.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Scheman and Shepherd.
Let's start off with Brian Flores on why he filed the class action lawsuit against the NFL and their hiring practices of black coaches. This was on Get Up.
We didn't have to file a lawsuit for the world to know that there's an issue from a hiring and firing practices in the National Football League.
That's correct. A lot of people have pointed this out. So why did you feel you needed to do this?
Because we need change. That was the number one reason. And I know there's a sacrifice, there's risk to that, but at the end of the day, we need change. We need change. I know many very capable black coaches, some of my staff who I know, if given an opportunity or when given an opportunity, are going to go and do a great job on their interview. And I would just hate for that to be a waste.
You think he's talking about maybe Jim Caldwell is one of those guys right there who quit in July 13th of 2019.
Well, that's what we speculated yesterday. I mean, I know medical Caldwell issues, signed up and then left before even a first practice and said it was medical issues, but I wonder if it was he knew the tank was on and decided. I don't know. Well, maybe we'll never know. Here's Brian Flores talking about the Bill Belichick text. Bill Belichick thought he was texting Brian Daboll. It went to Brian Flores, and he was congratulating him on getting the Giants job. Flores hadn't interviewed for the Giants job yet, and Daboll ended up getting the gig. So Flores says the text from Belichick confirmed what black head coaches already know on Get Up.
I think those text messages confirmed a lot of what a lot of us, you know, black minority coaches already feel, that a lot of we're going into these and they're shams. It confirmed that. A lot of there's a belief. And you know, look, that was just a mistake by Belichick. We've all sent the wrong text message to somebody. Mm-hmm. But in this instance, it came to me, and it was almost, you know, it was confirmation that those backroom dealings were happening.
Here he is on conversations on tanking with his former boss, Stephen Ross.
You know, that was a conversation about not doing as much as we needed to do to win football games. Take a flight, go on vacation. I'll give you $100,000 per loss. Like, those are just the, you know, exact words. And it's not something, look, I deal in truth. And I say that to the players as well. I'm going to give you good news, bad news, but it's going to be the truth. It's going to be honest. So to disrespect the game that way was something that, you know, trust was lost, and there were certainly some strained relationships. And ultimately, I think that was, you know, to my demise.
If that is true, that is so disturbing. You say, hire a coach, and then you tell your team, make up some sort of lie. I'd like to know, how do you tell your team you're going to take a vacation during the regular season? You're going to miss a game. Without make up a flat-out lie, like I have an aunt in Jamaica who's dying. I need to get there. Well, how do you get around that?
And when I hear that, I mean, I remember being how surprised I was when he got fired, and we tried to speculate maybe he and Greer weren't on the same page about Tua. And it appears that may not even had anything to do with it. It has been bigger than this. I mean, his relationship with his boss and Stephen Ross had been strained for much earlier because of this whole tanking thing. And that's what he said today. He says, look, ever since then, I was like, you know, I was the guy in the office that was rubbing people the wrong way. So he saw the writing on the wall back then. Here he is describing his job interview with the Denver Broncos, in which John Elway and the group were allegedly an hour late and allegedly disheveled and allegedly hungover.
I've had 9 interviews with NFL clubs. There's been one interview where anyone was late. And it wasn't me that was late. It was the interviewers who were late. That was with the Broncos. I think there was a reason why they were late. I think they'd been out the night before. I think that's the reason why.
What gave you the impression, if you will, that they had been out drinking the night before?
Well, I mean, when you sit at a table with 5 people who are interviewing you, you know who's, you can tell who's asking questions, who's into the interview, and who's not necessarily in the right state, I would say, in that moment. But even then, obviously, I put my best foot forward and showed why, you know, I was a good candidate for that job. I'm always going to do that. But, you know, I certainly did not feel like I was taken seriously and that I was just there as a rooney rule.
Yeah, John Elway called the allegations against him and the organization horse bleep. He added, you don't remain as stable within a franchise as I have with foul play. He claims he wasn't hungover at the interview, but dealing with the side effects of ivermectin, which I said basically seems like he had some bad sushi because it's about treating parasites.
It's interesting because he could have just said I was not hungover, but he came up with a, well, yeah, that kind of admits, yeah, I was off that day.
That was a little loopy. That's
not helping.
No.
Here's Flores, what he wants to see change with ownership.
I would like to see the hearts and minds, and I say that, I want the hearts and minds of the people making those decisions to change in a way where they want to or have a feeling to hire someone of color, that they can relate to that person, that they can build a relationship with that person, because I think that's a little bit of the issue. The familiarity isn't there. And I think we need to open up a little bit more, and there's an opportunity for that.
Okay. We have more on this. We'll hear from Lewis Riddick, among others, and the Lane Train at it again, taking some shots at other people on NIL deals.
He's a gem.
He is a gem. I hope he never goes away. That will be fantastic. We'll do that. I actually have a brief quiz for you coming up here. In fact, I think we'll do it at the top. And we'll also talk some hockey with Greg Wyshynski. We're at the midway point of the NHL season, and we'll touch base with him. He's always good on the radio as well. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.